T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To the phones we go. One of our favorite guests set to join us here in a second, from a writer from around the NFL. You can find his work at NFL.com. Terrific follow on Twitter as well, at Chris Wessling. It's Chris Wessling joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Chris, good morning. As it pertains to the San Francisco 49ers, do you think a quarterback change is coming at any time in the near future?
It's hard to guess with the 49ers. I don't know that either one of those guys is the solution right now. So I think Chip wants to stay the course with Blaine Gabbert for a little bit. If they don't get any offense, he might go to Colin Kaepernick. But I don't think anybody really knows when that change will happen.
What's the likelihood that either Kaepernick or Gabbert or both are on this roster next season?
Oh, I think you might see Gabbert back in a backup role or with a chance to compete to start. I'm not sure we'll see Kaepernick back next year. That seems like the hatred is real between him and the organization.
What's more likely to happen, Colin Kaepernick be back with San Francisco 49ers or Trent Baalke no longer back with the 49ers as well?
I have to assume that Trent will stay just because that relationship seems so strong between him and management. So I would assume he's going to stay. So the more likely would be that Kaepernick is gone.
When you look at the 49ers, aside from the quarterback position, and you're looking at upgraded positions, where is their number one need as we already sadly look toward 2017 for this team?
Oh, wow. I think they need playmakers on offense. In the passing game especially, they probably have the least effective wide receiver core in the NFL. The offensive line seems like it's probably an issue, since going back to 4 or 5 years ago, they were the best in the NFL, and now they're, you know, last year they were one of the worst. It's hard to get a read on them so far this year, but I think offensive line and skill position players on offense.
He's a writer for Around the NFL, NFL.com. Chris Wessling joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. 3 games into the season, the Oakland Raiders stand 2-1. What did you think of the Raiders coming into this season, and has your opinion changed at all after 3 games?
I thought coming into the season they had a chance to win the AFC West, and that they have finally have one of the AFC's deepest rosters. Through 3 games, I'd say they are not quite as good as their record. And I don't know why they can't get a pass rush or why their cornerbacks haven't been very good this year. So the defense, to me, has been a tremendous disappointment.
When you look at Khalil Mack, and last year he was a prolific pass rusher, what seems to be the problem with Khalil Mack, and do you think he's going to get it going?
I think he's getting pressures, but he's not hitting the quarterback. And I think it came in bunches for him last year. You know, I think, what was it, the 7 sacks against the Broncos? So I think that kind of probably padded his stats a little bit in the end. He's always been a great run defender. He gets pressure on quarterbacks, but I don't know that we should expect 15 sacks every year.
Raiders gearing up for a trip to Baltimore in a game that all of a sudden has some big AFC implications with the Ravens at 3-0. Would you consider Baltimore to be the most surprising of the 3-0 teams so far?
I would, yeah, but it's also a product of who they played. They haven't really played any good teams yet. So surprising that they are in that elite company, but not surprising that they won those games.
Chris Wessling, Around the NFL, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. What do you make of the Philadelphia Eagles and their 3-0 start behind Carson Wentz? Obviously, the fans in South Philly are excited by what they're seeing, but how legit is this club?
Well, I think everyone had a right to be skeptical after beating the Browns and Bears, who might be the 32nd and 31st best teams in the league. So that was fine. But then to go in and demolish the Steelers, who everyone regarded not just as a contender, but, you know, ascending to the number one spot in the power rankings after their first 2 games in a lot of lists. So the Steelers are very highly regarded. And for Wentz to outplay Big Ben and for that defense to stifle the Steelers' offensive attack, I think you have to give Jim Schwartz and the defense a lot of credit, and this seems to be one of the most, one of the best coached teams in the NFL.
You know, the Jaguars are off to another 0-3 start. Blake Bortles hasn't taken another step forward in his development. Gus Bradley looks like he doesn't have this team ready to move forward. How much longer does he have as the head coach of the Jaguars? Could he be the first head coach fired this season?
Yeah, I think that's certainly possible. We've seen in the past that trip back from London for the losing coach. I think the last 2 years has been fired. So there is some precedent here, and it seems to me like the GM has done his job in Jacksonville. The roster is much stronger now than it's been than it was 2 or 3 years ago, and Gus Bradley just isn't getting the victories. And for the team to keep laying eggs, I think that's an issue.
Rookie of the year, are we going to be faced with maybe the best battle that we can remember between Carson Wentz and Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah, and I even throw Sterling Shepard in there too, the Giants wide receiver. I think that threesome right there, that's going to be a tight race all year long, and I'm certainly not counting Ezekiel Elliott out.
Chris Wessling from NFL.com and Around the NFL joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Chris, thank you so much for your time, man. Have a great week. We look forward to catching up with you again in the future.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.